You're tuned into Madiba's Radio, broadcasting live from Nelson Mandela University.
I have fought against white domination, and I have fought against black domination. I have carried the idea of a democratic and free society, in which all persons live together in harmony and with equal opportunity. It is an idea which I hope to live for and to achieve. But if need be, it is an idea for which
Nelson Mandela University. Change the world. You're tuned into Madiba's Radio, changing the world one voice at a time.
What it do? What's up? Nelson Mandela University. You are connected to Madiba's Radio, where we connect, inform, and absolutely engage. The name is Katlego Mofokeng, also known as Girl with the Nice Pants on the Instagram streets. But I am not alone. Never, ever, ever. Who am I with?
Of course, you're here with Tsioke, Tello, and Ndlovu. I like to call myself the brightest star on the airwaves. Once you know the Tsioke is in the room, nothing will ever be the same. And listen, today, as the current affairs team, we're having important conversations. We're really just diving into student issues, exactly.
Mm-hmm. We always do. You know what the vibes are. We always bring you anything and everything that concerns students. And more than anything, access has been the biggest thing for students of recent. But we are not alone to have this conversation. We are in the presence of someone who is so expensively educated, mind you.
The levels are leveling.
The levels are leveling. So much so that this initiative itself was brought by her office. Welcome, Professor Muki Mueng.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
There's a difference. You see, I used to doctor. No, not on our show.
Professor.
We are the first. I feel like, are we the first to interview you?
You are.
Wow.
Yeah, it's such a great honor.
You heard it here first, okay? Yeah. We've gone from Dr. Muki Mueng to Professor Muki Mueng, so you better recognize and act right. Please tell us about this Walk for Student Hunger. What necessitated it?
All right. We see every year in and year out that we have students who do not have, nutrition and food to hold them through the year. And so our university decided that we need a coordinated effort. So we established a working group where all faculties, departments with students, student leaders also on all of our campuses are represented in that working group. So the idea was to coordinate what we offer on campus. So we have our clinic, student clinic, where we disperse food parcels. We also have initiatives in each and every faculty where students can collect either a sandwich or tea, Or sometimes any kind of sanitary towels and all of that. And we thought that we need a coordinated effort more than, normal, that we should walk, for student hunger. And it's not just a walk because we want to show off, but it is an awareness kind of initiative where we are in solidarity with our students. Also telling them that we see you, we hear you, and we are with you. We know that this issue is not just a Mandela issue. It's a national issue. And that we would like to do something bigger and better, to accommodate our students.
This is true. Tsioke and I were looking at it, right? what had started initially as a food parcel group from Tiger Brands. Mm-hmm. And then I think at first it was 1,100 food parcels. Mm-hmm. And they went on to decrease after some time. And understandably so. I mean, look at the economic constraints we're facing today, let alone over the past few years, especially post-COVID-19. Mm-hmm. I can imagine it is necessary, but I think it feels almost like we're just putting a bandage over the problem because ultimately there really is a root problem there. Mm-hmm. How do you respond to that?
Yeah, it is unfortunate that Tiger Brands could no longer, you know, give us the number of food parcels that they were giving us initially. But then as an institution with our values of Ubuntu, our values of social justice and inequality, as well as our humanizing pedagogy as an educational philosophy, we are asking ourselves, what is it that we can do, you know, and not say, oh yeah, it's not our problem because it's students who are coming from society to our community as an institution. So what is it that we can do? Remember, we say change the world. And you start small to change the world. So what is that example that the institution can make so that our students can learn from that? Because students don't only learn from books, they learn from our actions. And as leaders, we need to take action to make sure that we live in a society where everyone, you know, can thrive. So that was the issue, to say that what is it that we can do over and above what we are doing in our coordinated efforts on campus. And so the call really is for the Mandela community and even community from outside to offer their assistance. So we have, I know you have not asked me, but I'm telling you, we are calling on our Senate members, council, university governing council. We're calling on the student body to donate. We have the giving campaign that was established a long time ago. So there's a link that you can, you know, go and click and say how you would like to donate. So you can donate financially if you have the means. But as the walk is going to be proceeding, you also need to, you can indicate in your registration that you would like to bring something. So it will be either non-perishable goods, tin stuff and all of that, and dry food, as well as sanitary towels and toiletries. Because what we've found, and it was at a time when I was still the dean, we had Sodla Sonke as in the Faculty of Education, and students would come, but then you will have the brave ones who would say, you know what, I would appreciate a roll on as well. You know? And so we thought, really, it goes beyond just a hungry student, but it is like the basic need. And at the end of the day, this affects learning and teaching. Mm. Because you might ask, why learning and teaching? It affects the student, it affects the throughput rate, it affects outcomes. Mm. So it is important for us to make sure that when our students come onto our campuses, they feel that they can benefit from our philosophy of a humanizing pedagogy, Ubuntu, that we show, so that they can succeed. Because it works around the access that we give, which is formal, but there's also epistemological access, which is access to the knowledge and how that knowledge is offered. But also then that speaks to the success. So what is it that we're doing when we accept students in, and they are in our university and in our care? How do we take care of our students to make sure that they succeed?
I love that.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I love how you mentioned the word action, because I do feel like a lot of the times when we do raise awareness, you know, we raise awareness, but we tend to educate only and maybe just talk about it and make awareness, but we need to do something. I love how you mentioned that it's not only just the walk. It's also just like, with donations and actually having people, the Senate and people in power as well, because it is important for them to also contribute. So they can also contribute. But I also want to ask further, once, for example, the walk is over, how will specifically the Learning and Teaching Office continue to take more action, considering that the walk is maybe like a 3-4 hour thing?
Mm-hmm.
So now when it ends, and how will the people who participate in it also know when to take action, how to take action continuously? Because that's also very important.
Yeah, no, that's a very good question. What we've also done was to invite our dietetics department to bring along their students. So that's why we're saying it's an information session as well. You would see in some of the memos that they would, show students how to budget or how to make food from a little budget,
yes.
And but healthy food, because that's another issue in terms of what we offer students. Are we offering healthy choices for our students? And so we will have those students, try and educate those who will be at the walk to show them how to make, food from a small budget. We have also been working with the Department of Agriculture in the Faculty of Science. They have their students who are doing practicals. They are planting spinach, cabbage, potatoes, vegetables that they harvest. I've been to that garden, so I've seen it's on our North Campus. So when they harvest, then they give it to the residences. So students in the residences, some residences have got kitchens and they can prepare their own food. So you're asking me what after the walk? It is that continuous, awareness, but also to keep on, donating, because it's not enough sometimes just to have, because what they do in faculties is that staff members will bring something, so that students can come in. And what I love in the Faculty of Health Sciences is that students come in unannounced, and then there's a pantry. They choose what they need. So it's not like a parcel that you stand in line, which is something that we want to work around. So they go into the pantry, they choose whatever, but they are also told that please take as much as you need so that you can leave something behind for someone who needs it more than you do. Mm. So don't take things that you do not need. So that kind of approach that we have. And then in the Faculty of Law, we've got Ubuntu Coffee Bar. She knows about it. On Wednesdays. And now we've extended it because of the power outage. So we've extended that to also take place on Thursdays as well. And in the Faculty of Education, I spoke about the Sotla Sonke, and what they also do to fundraise is that they have a spring event, where they ask the community of the university to donate clothes, and then they sell the clothes. But it is pre-loved, clothes that they sell, and then the proceeds of that is used for Sotla Sonke. So we want those things to continue to support students, but we don't want this to be a once-off, because with events, it is an event, but we don't want it to just be an event, but a process that we then, from the coordinating working group, to maintain and sustain, so that it is within the culture of the institution to give. And giving is something that is personal. I cannot say, Katlego, you must give this. It must be your own decision because of the kind of contribution that you want to make. And we know that we can build that kind of culture so that you have that awareness of saying, how else can I give? And it's not only giving because you've got money, but we would like students to give their time. Offer your time where in your faculty to say, I would like to assist to mend the pantry, for example. We've had now with the power outage, a lot of student volunteers making sandwiches for their fellow students. So that's the culture of Mandela. I always say when a Mandela graduate walks off that stage, goes to work or goes into their community, the way they talk, the way they walk, the way they think should be very different from a student from another university because of the values that we've instilled and the culture that we have built over the so many years that they are here within our care.
That is so beautiful. I like the fact that we've actually unpacked all the interventions that have been done by different stakeholders, really. With the law faculty, I know about the Ubuntu pop-up because they email us every week about it. They don't pay. They will let you know, like, this is the Ubuntu. And if you want to give out, definitely give out. Mm. But if you want some, definitely. So I think they've created that culture during the week where, you know, okay, Ubuntu Wednesdays, you know, we're there together talking with students. And it's not really, I think we've read from the Indaba that you've done in 2023, where there was a 3-day Indaba and conversations were had about how best to really combat this issue of student hunger. Many suggestions came through.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the most important things is having to perform poverty is such a problem in our current society. And so kind of minimizing the lack of dignity with regards to how students actually gain access to all of these resources has proved to be very, very important.
Yeah.
That's why Ubuntu Wednesdays picks up as it does, because it seems more like a mixer or a way to engage with other people in the faculty.
Mm-hmm.
And so the main question then becomes, how then does this walk differentiate itself from all other intervention methods?
I think it's just the icing on top, because it doesn't take away from other interventions. It is to augment and complement those interventions, because we can't sustain the Ubuntu Coffee Bar and the Sodla Sonke and the health sciences, initiatives. We need more. So this walk is to say that we need more assistance to make sure that these initiatives are sustainable. So the giving campaign is not just for the office of the DVC. That the funds go directly to those initiatives. So that's why it is important really to have everyone who is a member of the Nelson Mandela University community to participate in this initiative.
I think that is so amazing. I think more than anything, students, come in numbers on the 8th of May. The Walk for Student Hunger is important to be a part of, but also we have different stakeholders that you could talk to. I mean, for the fact that we're going to be able to get a representation of how to boil on a budget, basically, with the little resources that you have, makes so much sense. I mean, we have different initiatives like meal a day from your different student organizations.
Mm-hmm. And yes,
while they're amazing, they're not sustainable in any case, especially considering the fact that students live both on and off campus.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very hard for off campus students to access maybe a meal a day because of the fact that they're mainly on south and in particular cafeterias.
Mm-hmm.
So it is really about reaching the community. Is there anything you would like to say to them?
Yes, I want to add that we are going to have the same walk on the same day on our George campus.
Ooh. Ooh.
And we don't want George campus to be an afterthought.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
We want our community on the George campus to feel that they own this as well, because the issue is also the same on George campus. So George campus will be participating, also walking around campus for 5 kilometers. What I would also like to say, you were mentioning the Indaba. That Indaba was with students, because we know that you cannot do anything for students without students. And the ideas that came up from that Indaba came from students themselves. And I like the idea that you're saying, it's not handouts, and someone was saying it's a hand up that you give, so that you give that dignity to the person. And that's why we're working very hard to minimize the queue that you usually see at the clinic of students. And we have now, they said, by the end of April, we are going to go back to what we used to do, before COVID, where students can book online, you know, and then they will have a time and then they go and collect and not stand in a queue, you know, that you can identify now these students are waiting for food, which is, it really works on the dignity of our students as well, negatively so. So, yes, that's what I wanted to say on George campus, same time, same day. And I'm really looking forward to this. And this is, you were asking, initiative. It will be something different next time.
Ooh, okay. I love that.
So we are going to have these initiatives. I'm not saying I'm going to be climbing the mountain, but it might be something similar to that. But, you know, to just create that awareness. We're starting small. We're starting on campus. But next year, it's going to be bigger and it's going to be wider for the South African people to also take note of this. Because it's not only our students. It is students in higher education. And when these students go home, they go back to the community and the society where they also need, you know, to participate in
it's making very telling
life true. Better.
That you say it like that. It's very telling that you say it like that because you are right. When we come from university, we go home and we learn different things. So it does make sense that a university student, a Nelson Mandela University student, goes home having learned what Ubuntu truly is, what it means to actually preserve the dignity of a human being, be it regardless of their social status and standing. And I think it's beautiful that we're learning that the school cares enough about us to create initiatives alongside many others, both faculty, students, and external stakeholders are just all willing to help make sure that students are well taken care of.
Yeah.
It's quite beautiful, actually, especially because you see how not only are we talking about in the university sense, but you also mentioned taking it nationally. As you did say, it is a national problem. And I love how just if we don't necessarily like ignore the fact that, you know, it's just a university issue, where we're thinking like all high institutions face this issue and really working broader. And it also poses the question of, so is there potential with one day maybe collaborating with other institutions as well, maybe with the Department of Higher Education as well in such initiatives as well?
Yeah. It is a possibility. We've already been working with two other universities trying to learn how they do this. And so we also did last year in June 2025, we invited all higher education public institutions, and 16 of them attended, to talk about the issue of student hunger and how it affects learning and teaching. And so that was the initial, you know, initiative that we started. And so we are looking at, you know, doing that again. And the person who's driving that is Dr. Natalie Mansfeld, who is in the Faculty of Health Sciences in Social Development, in Social Work. So she's the one, you know, who has been driving this with other institutions. So because it is a national issue. And we need to treat it as such. Because Nelson Mandela University alone will not be able to deal with the issue sufficiently. Yes, we can do it and we can do what we are doing. But if we have everyone in the country working together, finding solutions so that when students go back to their society or community, they are able then to make sure, you know, that everyone else around them is taken care of. Because this is what we are doing, actually, is that you know that you are not an individual on an island. You come from a community and you will go back to a community. What is it that you can do as a Mandela student to change the world? And you start by changing it around you.
The very definition of Ubuntu.
Literally.
If I am educated, best believe my community is educated with a wealth of information. I am so glad that there is a body of work that kind of shows the fact that you've been doing this over a period of time, over a prolonged period of time. I can imagine it must feel a little slow. Yes. in achieving it little by little.
Yeah.
But I think your point on whatever it is that we learn here, I think it would be very important, because in the report, I'm going to reference this Indaba quite a lot. Okay. But in the report, it was mentioned that you know, you learn a lot of things about gardening. You learn about fertilization. You learn about which crops grow quicker and things like that. And then you realize those little things and you can see there's like seeds at the grocery store or wherever. And you can also get seeds from your neighbors. Mm-hmm. And you're able then to plant a garden at home. But I think it really is about being able to take care of self and learning and making sure that you can learn elsewhere.
Yeah.
So now the question then is the wealth of knowledge that has had by not just health sciences, but also agriculture and the like. Mm. How do we share this knowledge? Will we be able to do that at the walk?
Yes, we'll be able to do that at the walk. We will have someone from agriculture and we will also have someone from foundation phase because we know teachers are the backbone of any society. And what they have done was to look at the student hunger issue, but then within their own practice, how do they take that into the community? And they do that through the learners who come to school. And so they have learned how to do gardening in the 2-liter Coke bottle, and in smaller things, in egg thingies, all of those wonderful foundation phase teachers, you know, okay. Like a typical foundation phase, you know, kind of practical issue. So how do you practicalize that for your own curriculum, but also to implement that in the community that you'll be doing your teaching practice? So that those are some of the issues that we're also going to be showcasing.
Oh, wow. It indigenizes learning and teaching too. Mm. Because, I mean, you can think about it, like what crops grow better in this part of the country and with different types of seasons and the wind and this heat and all that. Mm. Learning those kind of things indigenizes knowledge in the best way.
Yes.
And I think it's also one of the main topics that was spoken about at the Africanization, decolonization in Durban a couple of years back. Mm. That it's important that we actually do go back to indigenous knowledge systems so that they can actually help us figure out how best to connect with one another.
True. And also not to just see this as an isolated initiative but part of the curriculum.
I love this.
Like, I love it a lot. And it goes back to how NMU is so, like, not fixates but more so steadfast and in really incorporating how we can learn with Ubuntu and kind of taking education and Ubuntu and just becoming better individuals together.
Yeah.
It's a unique experience. And I feel like it's an experience that you can only get here, but we as students and we as staff can pass this on to everyone in the world. And it's breathtaking, I must say. It's so breathtaking when you really think about it. And it starts with this initiative. Yeah. And to think that didn't only start here, but there's been years of conversations and organizations and events. And now we're just taking it even further to the world.
Yeah, taking it further to the world. And also, by so doing, showing where the expertise lie. Like we're talking about indigenous knowledge. Mm. So it's not only the professor in the classroom who is able to educate on how to plant, you know, a seed. And you guys are so young. I can ask my age mates, can you all remember when we were in primary school? We all had to plant that bean.
Oh, I'm one of those.
You are one of those.
The one with the cotton on
the top
and then you have to wait.
Yes.
Yeah. You know?
And we go back to that.
Oh, wow.
You know, so that we can see which of these crops can really grow. Yes, we have the professors also coming in, Dr. Qinisani Qwabe, who's the lecturer of agriculture here on South Campus. Because he takes his students who are doing practicals, you know, into the field to say, this is how you do it, but for a cause. Okay. So they're not planting for the sake of planting and you don't even know where the produce goes, but they know exactly where that goes.
It's cyclical in its manifestation because once the crops are harvested, then we have to start planting again. And we work hand in hand. I can imagine also there's been a lot of sponsorship with regards to student organizations. I know last year, if I'm not mistaken, Blue Ribbon or Albany, one of them, decided to sponsor, I think, crates and crates of loaves of bread.
Yes.
And then we had a load shedding situation happen, and then the loaves finished pretty quickly. But it happens to the best of us, and I think it speaks to really the spirit of Ubuntu. Mm. So thank you so very much for indulging us with this conversation.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
It's been so wonderful and so educating, and it's so enriching as well, because at the end of the day, just you can just get so motivated to make action and make a change. So it's so beautiful.
To the masses out there, join us on the 8th of May. We will be with Professor Muki Mueng and many other stakeholders in making sure that we walk in solidarity with those who are facing student hunger. And you know what? We might just be hungry too. Okay? We're all in this together. Trust and believe. My mouth is dry right now. My lips are dry. You'll see it on video because I'm hungry. And that's how we move. Mm. The hunger has been replenished by the body of information that you've just given us. So thank you very much.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're tuned into Madiba's Radio, broadcasting live from Nelson Mandela University.
I have fought against white domination. I have fought against left domination. I have carried the idea of a democratic and free society in which all persons live together in harmony and with equal opportunity. It is an idea which I hope to live for and to achieve. But if needs be, it is an idea for which I am prepared to die.
Nelson Mandela University. Change the world. Changing the world, one voice at a time.